Hey, yo, what up, y'all? I am excited to share this with you. I could sing a song right now. Like, I could do backflips right now. I can do all of that. The Straight Up Podcast is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. You heard it right. I told you, this year, I am not playing. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, impact to the world, purpose to the world, and to support shows and brands that we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about impact. And guess what? One of my friends is a part of this network, and I need you to go subscribe to his show. His name is Brendan Bruchard. I know y'all know Brendan. If you don't know Brendan, you're about to know Brendan. Go subscribe to Motivation with Brendan. Brendan is a thought leader changer. He is an OG in this space. He's helped my life so much. I could talk about Brendan for 3 hours. Just go listen, and I promise you, your life will never be the same. Again, it's called Motivation with Brendan. Go subscribe today and watch how your life is impacted. Hey, yo, welcome to today's episode of Straight Up Podcast. I am literally in the middle of a 72-hour water bone broth fast. So my brain is all over the place. I'm actually excited. I'm energized. And today is not about fasting. Today is going to be a special episode. Like, you picked the right episode to listen to. I'm in a giving back mood. It's the holidays, and I'm like, how can I give back to the rehabbers? And I was like, let's do this. It's probably going to get me in trouble, but oh well. I am going to read and share Principle 1 from my new book, Protect Your Peace, which is available March 5th, but pre-order now. Why should you pre-order? Because a lot of cool things come with the pre-order that you can't get unless you pre-order. So go to TrentShelton.com, pre-order right now. And hopefully, after you hear this today, you're like, yes, I'm going to go pre-order. I already pre-ordered. I'm super excited about the book. I'm not going to read the whole chapter, but I am going to read a lot of chapter one, principle one, called Set Boundaries. Let's get into this right now. Principle one, set boundaries. Flip the script. Here's the first of tough truths. Many of us are professional people pleasers, or triple P's, as I like to call them. Triple P's are worried about what other people think and easily manipulated by the perception that they're letting someone down. But when we seek to please others even above ourselves, it almost always leads to being drained, burnt out, or feeling stuck. We give it all away to others and leave nothing in the tank for ourselves. How do I know? Because I've been there. I believe I have one of the biggest hearts out there. And before I figured out how to create boundaries for myself, before I figured out how to protect my own peace, he used to get me in a lot of trouble. Not anymore. I refuse. Does this mean I got it all figured out? No. I catch myself slipping sometimes, but after some practice, I know what to watch for and how to recall my boundaries rather than just pleasing others. How do I do it? First of all, it was a must for me to grow my emotional intelligence. And it was a must for me to figure out how to not only create, but stand firm on my boundaries. As I like to say, I love helping people with their problems, until their problems become my problems. That's a boundary I created, and I stand on it. I believe many of us struggle with setting boundaries because we worry too much about what other people think. Worry and guilt are first cousins. Worry is the reason why people don't set boundaries. Guilt is the reason why people don't stand on them. Our ideas of self-worth more often come from how others see us than how we see ourselves. Sad but true. If we're programmed this way, but we decide to look at what we want instead of what others want for us, it opens us up to feeling we're letting people down and failing to live up to their expectations for us. We start to feel we have to choose what they want over what we want to avoid that painful, guilty feeling. Let me ask you this. Do you battle with these negative feelings? Do you worry that you're letting people down? Do you feel guilty when you can't show up for someone when they ask you to because you're choosing to show up for you? If so, you come to the right place. Our first order of business in the Protect Your Peace process is to flip the script on all that. When we feel worry and guilt, it's not all the way bad because it means that we really care. You have a big heart and you're connected to the people around you. But I gotta ask you this. What about you? Don't you deserve that same level of care and connection with yourself? Pouring that love into others can't last when you aren't consistently pouring it back into you first. Add boundaries to subtract stress. Often we say yes when our energy is telling us to say no. We say sure when we aren't sure. But why? Not all of us are trapped by worry and guilt, but some of us feel it's what we need to do in order to keep the peace. But let me ask you something. Are you really keeping the peace when you're throwing your peace out the window? Does it make sense to help others keep their peace when doing that is the direct cause of you eliminating yours? You're not keeping the peace. You're losing your peace. And when you lose your peace, you start a war within yourself. Nipsey Hussle said it best. Would you rather be at peace with the world and at war with yourself, or be at war with the world and at peace with yourself? That's deep. Every time you don't stand on your principles, you start a war within yourself. Every time you tolerate disrespect and don't put an end to it with your boundaries, you start a war within yourself. And it doesn't stop there. Before long, that war spreads to other people. You start to resent and avoid them while pretending like you're there for them. You might even still be saying yes to them while that resentment grows and grows. And the next thing you know, you're exhausted and your relationships look like war zones as you're trying to figure out what the hell happened. As a reminder, the mission of this chapter is to help you subtract stress by adding boundaries, by giving you the power to say no and to say it loud. When you say no to something you don't want to do, something you know doesn't work for your energy, you're actually saying yes to yourself. And you deserve that yes more than anyone else. A guilt and worry-free yes, might I add. It's that simple when you choose to look at it that way. Hold up. You might be thinking, I'm a parent, a husband, a daughter, a brother, whatever the case may be. In some of my relationships, I don't know where to set those boundaries. I can't just shut it all down and turn my back on everyone. If I create walls and lock them out, I'm going to lose loved ones from my life. My friend, you're not alone in that concern. That type of worry is what makes us reluctant to even think about boundaries in the first place. When we hear the word boundary, we think of national borders, chain link fences, and barbed wire, armed guards, and passport checkpoints. And sometimes your boundaries will have to be like that. But if you do a thoughtful job of creating and communicating your boundaries in a healthy fashion, they can work as bridges instead of walls. Let the real ones in. If you have people-pleasing tendencies, you've been giving people unrestricted access to your time and energy. You're not protecting yourself. So it's no wonder why you're feeling drained and depleted. Now, think about an old castle for a moment. It has walls, towers, and a deep moat, but there's also a drawbridge to let people in at the right time and under the right circumstances. No more unwelcome surprise visitors, right? Okay, back to you now. Your boundaries should not be for the purpose of keeping everyone out all the time. Instead, they allow you to invite things and people in under the circumstances of your own choosing. If you need clarity in that relationship, then you invite that in. You build a bridge so it can get to you. You say, here's what I need for clarity, and here's what you can do to meet me with that. Those who respect your needs and want to support you will cross that bridge and meet you there. Those who don't, maybe they turn around. Maybe they fall into the moat. Either way, they know how to cross that bridge if and when they're ready. So how do we go about building these boundaries and bridges? The first step is to understand your own priorities, principles, and values. What matters most to you? What makes you feel the best? What standards do you live by? Once you figure those out, it becomes a lot easier to recognize when your principles and values are threatened. What makes it easier to know when to say no? In fact, many times I tell people that it really isn't me saying no to them. It's my standards and my principles. Some of my core values are grounded and expressed in my relationships with God, with myself, and with my family. I've decided that my mornings are for me to focus on those relationships and nothing else. So if it's not an emergency, listen, don't call me before noon and expect me to pick up. Don't knock at my door. Don't send me emails, texts, or DMs unless you're okay with not hearing back from me later that day. I start engaging with the world at 12 p.m. sharp Central Standard Time. Before that, it's only the special people in my life who have access to me. And look, I've heard some complaints over the years. I often hear, Trent, man, you're so hard to reach in the mornings. I had somebody wanted to tell you. I got to let them know. Yeah, that's my time. I say it with a warmth and a smile, but not with an apology. I don't need to apologize for anything because the bridge to connecting with me is there for them. If they're still frustrated about it, and many have been, that's their problem, not mine. The real ones understand. I don't feel guilty about this because I'm clear on why I created that boundary in the first place and why I protect it. I know that in order for me to be the best Trent for myself, my family, my community, disconnecting from distractions during the first part of my day is something that I need to stand firm on. More on disconnecting in the next chapter. I disconnect from the world so I can reconnect with my soul. I reconnect with my peace. Is that thing you wanted to tell me right at 10 a.m. more important than the peace in my soul? It might be for you, but it isn't for me. So sit tight and I'll holler at you sometime this afternoon. Internal versus external boundaries. Over the years, I've been able to develop strategies to protect my energy. Listen, it wasn't always this way for me. Believe me, prior to 2009, things were pretty different. That was the year I found my true purpose. When I reflect on it now, I could see it was a damn good year, but it sure didn't start out that way. It started out with me hitting one low after another. I just finished the 2008 NFL season with the pro team in Washington, D.C., now known as the Commanders. When the word came down that I've been cut, it was my third cut in 3 years. Previously, I've been on the practice squads of the Seattle Seahawks, Indianapolis Colts. Before I even joined Washington, I had a strong feeling that pro football wouldn't be it for me. But it was all I've been working on since I was five, playing Pop Warner ball in New Orleans. So when the team invited me to join an active roster, I decided to give it one more shot. It was all I really knew how to do at the time, or so I thought. That last cut was the end of my dreams, though, and it left a huge hole in me. Everything I've been working for ever since my early days playing Pop Warner in the Louisiana humidity was gone. Just like that, poof. I went from thinking I was going to be able to buy mansions for me and my family to living in a room in my parents' house. I felt broken in a way that I could not even accept at first. And I had no idea how to cope with the disappointment and the uncertainty that followed. Instead, I numbed it. I surrounded myself with friends, going out, drinking, smoking, doing all the things that I knew weren't good for me, sometimes 5 or 6 nights a week, thousands of dollars racked up on my credit card every month, just partying. I wanted to continue to be a part of or provide a good time for everyone around me, even if I couldn't afford it financially or spiritually. I told myself this was self-care, doing what I wanted to do, going out, having fun, feeling good, or what I thought at the time was feeling good. This went on for months. But then one night, we were out in downtown Dallas. I remember like it was yesterday. There was a moment when I was just sitting by myself. Maybe my boys had gone to the bar for another round or on a dance floor somewhere. I don't exactly remember. What I do remember was sitting there alone, wasted, and looking around at everybody else. There were people 10, 15 years older than me, stumbling around, faded, all there to escape what their daytime realities were. There was this one guy in particular. He looked like he was about 50. This guy was a man of the hour. Everybody knew him. Everybody wanted to kick it with him. Even the DJ was calling him out between tracks. As I watched him work the room, a sudden realization hit me. I didn't want this to be my life. I didn't want to end up being him. Let me be clear. No disrespect towards this man. I just knew that wasn't for me. This wasn't it. This was not the road to my best self. I also knew if I didn't change, I would get addicted to the lifestyle, addicted to the popularity, and false sense of success. And then, where would I be in another 10 or 20 years? No real good. For me, this scene was a college fantasy, not a life direction. Thoughts of my son Tristan popped into my head. He was 1.5 at the time. And this was no way for me to build something I could be proud to leave with him. Let me be real. I didn't know exactly where to go next, but I knew my time, my energy, and my money were far worth more than this. And I knew I was in charge of my own destiny. I had to change. My first real task was to do some deep interior work. I had to set some real boundaries for myself and within myself. I had to take that dreadful first look in the mirror the next morning and say, Trent, look, man, this ain't it. I decided at that time I was done with the nightly trips to the club. I've had enough. Instead of avoiding the discomfort, the pain that way, I found a way to walk right through it. That was the internal boundary I set, my promise to myself. It wasn't easy, but I was determined. Next, it was time for me to put that skill to some use and do something even harder. Make that boundary external. I had to set that same boundary with my inner circles. Yeah, my ride or dies, my homies who had always been there for me. I had to tell them, look, that life isn't for me anymore. Remember when I talked about how boundaries can be bridges just as much as they can be walls? See, these guys were a part of my chosen family. So instead of just pushing them out of my life, I invited them to cross that bridge with me. I told them straight up, I want you guys to be in my life. Just because going to the clubs doesn't serve me anymore, that don't mean I don't want you around. Come work out with me. Let's work on building our best life together. Some of them took me up on that offer. Others didn't, at least not right away. And I had to accept that. That's how Rehab Time was born. Filming 2-minute videos in that red wall room of my parents' house, then starting to share them and post them online. At first doing it so I could heal, only to find out it was starting to help others, one person at a time. Instead of going to the club, I start spending my late nights at the gym. I start reading, looking for insight from people who have been through similar things, people who could teach me a way forward. Today, I thank God for that time, because all along, he had a plan. That first moment of awareness grew into greater understanding, and I started to see that self-care is actually about making choices that lead you to become the greatest version of yourself. It's about choosing situations that are beneficial to your energy and that are beneficial to your peace. Life became a lot easier for me when I got this. It helped me define and understand my principles. This helped me understand my real needs, which I now hold in the highest esteem. This in turn took a lot of pressure off me because it led me to that all-important ability to set boundaries that don't budge. Set the tone for your life. One of the greatest moments in my life was when I finally realized how my lack of setting boundaries was costing me my peace. I saw that my peace was priceless, just like yours is. But it can be hard to stand on your boundaries if you don't know how to go about creating them in the first place. Listen, it all begins with that fundamental ability to say no. N-O, period. This is how you start to set the tone for your life. I've heard it said that no is a full sentence. No further explanation needed. I like that a lot. One of the reasons why we say yes to what we should be saying no to is because we think that the reasons behind our no aren't going to be good enough for the other person. We don't feel like we have an adequate answer if they push back and ask, why not? Can we take a second to highlight how backwards that is? That no isn't for them. It's for you. You're the only person who needs to be convinced of the reason. And if you're feeling a no, that's all the reason you need. Friendly reminder to set that internal boundary with those first cousins known as worry and guilt. As I said before, I believe worrying is a major source, a branch, if you will, of people pleasing. Taking this stuff further, that worry may be coming from insecurity, part of the root. Nonetheless, this happens all the time. Someone asks for your energy, and then your insecurity makes you worry about keeping them comfortable. You put their needs ahead of yours, agree to their tasks, and then bam, you just signed yourself up for something you didn't want to be a part of. Now they got your energy, and you just shortchanged yourself. Classic people-pleasing move. But listen, you aren't created to be misused by people. God created you with gifts that are meant to be used by you. Once you recognize the value of your energy, your peace, you'll be able to start creating those internal boundaries, the habits and decisions that will keep you moving towards your best self, saying no to the things that drain you and saying yes to the things that support you will make that insecurity, worry, and guilt smaller and smaller. Eventually, you'll be standing firm, feet planted, rooted, and feeling more secure than ever in who you are. You'll be setting the tone. When you stay committed and consistent with your own boundaries, you're also instructing others how to treat you. If you already learned to be a people pleaser, this might seem difficult, but let me tell you something crazy about this process. Once you feel the power of saying no, setting boundaries, and sticking to them, you will quickly earn the respect from others. Yeah, they might be upset at first because they no longer have unlimited access to you and can't control you anymore, even if they were doing so unintentionally. Eventually, though, most people will have more respect for you than they ever did before. Why is this? It's because we subconsciously admire people who stand up for themselves. We admire bravery. Even if we don't agree with a specific stance, we all aspire to live lives of courage. So when we see courage in action, we're drawn to it because we want to learn from people who are living courageously. What about the ones who aren't showing you that respect, right? They're showing you where the toxicity in your life is. Pay attention to who respects your new boundaries and who quietly ignores them. That's a sneaky kind of toxicity. And it might challenge your new boundary setting skills. But that's exactly why it's so important to do this work in the first place. That's the power of your no. Get that mess out of here. The real ones will adjust and show you respect. More importantly, you'll respect yourself more. Furthermore, saying no will create the space for you to receive the yeses that were meant for your life. I'm gonna go ahead with the fact and say yes is a word if we're good with that. This is a key component to what I like to call a championship mindset. You have to become legendary at saying no to whatever is not bringing you your yes. Hey guys, that's it. There's more to this chapter, but I wanted to give you that. I hope you enjoyed it. I know some of you are asking about the audiobook. That's going to come later in the year, so make sure you get the physical copy book. The audiobook will be a different experience. I will add some things to it, so you need both. Again, you can go to TrentShelton.com. There are a lot of cool pre-order things on the site that you'll see. A lot of access to Rehab University, Self-Worth Method, which is, I think, the greatest program in the world that's going to help you with your self-worth. We have Self-Worth Mastery coming, by the way. So be on the lookout for that. That's just a plug. But we also have some things for the pre-order that I haven't even announced yet. So why should you pre-order the book? Because one, it helps me, helps the book get out there more, helps me get on more podcasts, more TVs to make the book more popular. If you felt that this was valuable today and say, man, more people need this book, pre-ordering the book will help me so much as an author. So I would greatly appreciate it. Regardless, thank you for tuning in. Share this. Hit me up in my inbox. Let me know your biggest takeaway. Let me know your biggest quote from this. And again, I appreciate you. It's rehab time. Let's get it. Straight up. Yeah.
gotta get away from the distractions of the world. Protect your peace.
I clear my mind and I protect my peace. See, the more I climb, I still protect my peace. And the more you seek, you must protect your peace. Cause the more you'll find, so protect your peace. I clear my mind and I protect my peace. See, the more I climb, I still protect my peace. And the more you seek, you must protect your peace. Cause the more you'll find, so protect your peace. Yeah, look. Through life struggles, all we seeking is peace. It's in my head and my belief. Most of us feel the same, but it's something that's hard to reach. Not a subject they don't teach, and it's deeper than just sitting with a drink by the beach. Cause I'm learning in life, ooh. It's keeping calm when adversity strikes. It's when you working and you earning your stripes. It's showing love, that's a word of my haters. I deal with life by slowing down out in nature. Taking walks on my own, talk to God. And yes, Lord, I thank you. It's when you can't find many reasons, but you still being grateful. Might be viewing it wrong. Stop making peace such a heavy thing. Start looking within. Try loving everything.
I clear my mind and I protect my peace. See, the more I climb, I still protect my peace. And the more you seek, you must protect your peace. Cause the more you'll find, so protect your peace. I clear my mind and I protect my peace. See, the more I climb, I still protect my peace. And the more you seek, you must protect your peace. Cause the more you'll find, so protect your peace.
The world might try to take it, your job might try to take it, your girl might try to take it, but God always embracing your flaws and your pain and your hurt. Protect your peace, but it's gonna take us some work. Cause what I'm knowing now, it's not always about speeding up. Sometimes we gotta slow it down. Everything that's going up eventually is going down. Embrace it all, ain't no secrets. To me, finding joy in the darkness, that's what peace is. So we can run or just acknowledge the storm. I don't trip, cause this will pass, keeping calm in the storm. Knowing on the other side, the sun rays bring a blessing. So hold on to your faith and please protect it.
I clear my mind and I protect my peace. See, the more I climb, I still protect my peace. And the more you seek, you must protect your peace. Cause the more you'll find, so protect your peace. I clear my mind and I protect my peace. See, the more I climb, I still protect my peace. And the more you seek, you must protect your peace. Cause the more you'll find, so protect your peace.
Hey, I want to make sure you got my phone number. Like, for real, no kidding. Did you even know that I have a community text number? And if you don't, where have you been? So go ahead, take out your pen and paper, take out your phone, and write this number down. My phone number is 817-242-2719. I'm going to repeat it for you. 817-242-2719. People always ask, Trent, how did you get that community text number? And how does it work? Well, today's your lucky day. Go to community.com and go get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using texting. People just text you at the number, they're added to the group, and then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. Like, you already know, I text out podcast links, random things about life. I text out surprises, all the things that I don't post anywhere else except my rehabber text community. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly to you. And guess what? Now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your number. They'll give you a 10-digit real phone number. Not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than just a number, y'all. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS texting. This means you can actually manage your text links from your community and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts at certain times to certain groups. It even comes with auto replies. So many things. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your phone number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses community for just that. So go to check them out at community.com. That's community.com. Let's get it.
Hey, y'all, what's up? I'm super excited to share this with y'all. I need like a drum roll. I need like a band. But listen. This podcast, the Straight Up Podcast, is now a part of the Growth Day Network. I told y'all, man, we turn it up this year. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, purpose to the world, impact to the world, and to support shows and brands we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about purpose. It's all about power. It's all about impact. And guess what? One of my friends, one of my homies is on this network also. And I need you to go subscribe to their show, The Boss Babe Podcast. I'm sure you already heard of it, but if you haven't, here you go. Natalie and Danielle are amazing. The interviews are amazing. Their strategies are amazing. If you're about that growth life, the Boss Babe Podcast will grow your life. Like straight up. I know you're going to love them. I know you're going to love the show. Go check it out. Go subscribe today and you will not regret it. Let's get it.